This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
From Philippians 3. I press on to take hold for that, for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. The Spanish musician Pablo Casals was one of the most accomplished cellists of all time. His commitment to practicing the cello illustrates the importance of perseverance. Though Casals had mastered the cello, he continued to practice for 3 hours every day, even when he was elderly. When he was 93 years old, someone asked him why he practiced so much. He responded, "I'm beginning to notice some improvement." How much improvement do you see in your life when it comes to spiritual growth? God's plan for every believer is that they advance in their spiritual life. Like Paul, we ought to strain in God's strength for greater spiritual maturity. It's striking that Paul should feel that way, since he had already gone through many challenges and triumphs in his journey with Christ. Think of his dramatic conversion, the persecutions he faced, or his vision of paradise. We might think Paul would have been satisfied by his career as a missionary, but he yearned for even more. Paul longed for more because the Spirit at work in him was gradually making him like Christ and filling him with the desire to serve God with his whole being, just as Jesus did. In Christ-like humility, Paul knew he had further to grow, and that in Christ's strength, he could press on.
This is Today, a daily devotional brought to you by Reframe Media. Interact with us on Twitter, Facebook, or on our website, thisistoday.com.